again, this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook, 91.9, 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Squamish with Robin and Sydney and Omaha and Seven and Tessa, not in that order, in Seashell, and perhaps in Gatineau, our Nova Scotian friends, and Susan on the east side, and Bob and Viv on the west side, Donald in Long Beach, and Stephanie in Seattle from Wyoming, and wherever you may be. It's time for Arts Live and Local. Yeah, it is Friday, the last day of January in the year 2020. In the year, there must be a song about that. But anyway, it, no. Rain here? The temperature is near 55 degrees. There are winds, southwest winds, as high as 39 miles per hour. But it's warm out. Tonight, rain, low around 50. Saturday, rain. Rain before noon, then showers. I love this. Rain heavy at times. The key word, you got it. So that's our weather here in the Lower Columbia region. But the real weather is all the fabulous art, theater, music, dance, poetry, literature, visual arts all going on right here. Glad to be with you. This is Carol, your host for Arts Live and Local. And today is a theater day. I didn't even realize it when I put it together, but it's all theater, but very different kinds of theater. So do stay tuned. Going to start right out with a piece of music that you may even hear either it or something similar to it tonight at the Liberty Theater. Stay tuned. Ready to get up and dance? This is fantastic dance music, Scandinavian dance music. And you do not have to dance. I'm not even sure you can dance. I'm going to let my guest tell you that. My guest is Jennifer Crockett, who is the executive director at the Liberty Theater. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So, what's happening tonight with this fabulous music?
You are absolutely welcome to dance if you want to.
Oh.
It's an all-new Liberty Theater. If you want to dance, please do.
All right. All right.
Tonight we have Scandinavian music, a lot of it performed on traditional instruments. It's another show with 45th Parallel Universe Orchestra.
They are so wonderful.
Oh, they're great. So, they have been great to work with.
They are a full orchestra, and then what do? Break up into?
Yep. 45th Parallel is basically the umbrella that oversees a lot of different configurations of the musicians.
Okay.
And so tonight we have a string quartet with a pianist, and then a special guest, Amy Hackinson. She is a nickel harpa and Hardinger fiddle player.
Wow.
Yes.
That's fun to even say.
It's
yes.
a little terrifying to say in a community with so many wonderful right. Scandinavian people.
I think
to try
you did
to muddle
well,
my way through.
Not that I'm Scandinavian, but yeah. So she is playing with the string quartet, is that it?
Yeah, they're doing a number of different variations tonight on the stage. She'll be doing some traditional music for nickel harpa, some traditional music for Hardinger fiddle. The quartet will be doing some Nielsen and Grieg and Sibelius. Oh.
So classical music as well as folk music.
Yep,
which
kind
of course,
all tied in.
Of course, the classical music is originally folk music. We all know that.
Exactly.
It's for the folk. So, and tell us a little bit about this 45th Parallel, because I'm still a little confused, except that I know every time they show up, I sign up, because they have done some extraordinary things at the theater, at the Liberty.
Oh, yeah. We first paired with them when the Pyxis Quartet came June for our dark show.
That was incredible.
Oh, it was. I had never seen anything like it, and it was amazing.
I don't know that it's ever done. I mean,
yeah, you know, it was for those that didn't attend, it was chamber music performed in pitch blackness. We spent about a week plugging every light leak around the theater, right. And it was so dark you couldn't see your hand in front of your face, but
right.
it was amazing. It was transformative. It was the silence between notes was just as important as the
absolutely.
Sound. And yeah,
and they and we were all sitting in that front middle, and they walked up and stood in the four corners.
Yep.
So there was somebody near.
Whew. Yeah. And it's not a dark show tonight, but we are playing with different areas of the theater.
Oh.
Amy will be playing kind of from surprising angles for the audience. So it's not
nice.
A traditional stage show. One of the things that I really like about pairing with 45th Parallel is they are all amazing classical musicians. They all play with the Oregon Symphony, wonderful solo and chamber careers, but they really enjoy taking classical music out of its box and showing the audience something new. And that's something that I, as a musician, really enjoy playing and also listening to. And so I'm excited that we get to do that in the theater.
Yeah. And you have them coming back. Intermittently, is that right?
Yeah, we're doing about 5 shows with them this season. There is one a month for the next couple of months. And
great.
They all have different themes and they all have different ensembles.
We should mention, you can get the whole rundown as well as lots of other things going on in Astoria by going to libertyastoria.org. You don't even have to know how to spell theater.
Yeah,
that's my favorite thing. LibertyAstoria.org. You can get tickets there too, usually.
Yep. Absolutely.
But you can also find out what's happening. So this is tonight. Now the concert is at 7, I believe.
And these shows, we do a little over an hour of music in the main hall. We have a brief intermission. We go upstairs, and there's a reception that's free, and we have some students from Astoria High School playing. So lots
nice.
Of people that listen are familiar with Keegan Rasko.
Yeah.
And he'll be playing tonight.
He's a programmer right here on Coast Community Radio.
Yeah, and that's part of our partnerships with the schools is not only bringing music to them through workshops, but also exposing the community to the wonderful music program that's going on up there.
Yeah, so. Lucky us.
Yep.
This is one town that hasn't cut. It's music programs.
We are really lucky, and it's sad how rare it is to have an orchestral program in a high school.
But I think a part of it is the way the community embraces it.
Yep.
For example, what you're doing now with the outreach and pull back, you know, bringing them in. So it shows why it's so important. The kids study the music. They have somewhere to go as they grow.
Well, and all of the musicians on our stage started in school mm-hmm. as well. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, if you don't embrace the educational program, then
did you start run out. Playing clarinet in school?
Yeah, I started at 10 in public schools. So
wow.
Yep.
And okay, so what are the groups you play with now, besides being the executive director of the Liberty Theater? I know you play with the Portland Chamber Music.
I have a chamber music group, and we are coming back to Grace Church on May 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Our concerts are always free. My group is a nonprofit bringing areas in Portland chamber music that they wouldn't normally get. And we will be doing a program based written by composers that survived the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very
powerful,
powerful, poignant program, all the P's.
Mm-hmm. And that's close to the original Holocaust Memorial Day. That was just another January, too.
Yeah. And I also play with the Yakima Symphony and the Walla Walla Symphony.
Oh, wow. You mm-hmm. kind of stretch all the way across. Mm-hmm. And, okay.
They're wonderful organizations. The Walla Walla Symphony is the oldest continuously operating orchestra in the United States. They've never missed a season.
Walla Walla?
Yeah,
really?
I believe, I'm probably getting this wrong, I think it's mm-hmm. 108 years old.
Good heavens.
Played with them for about
How
6 years.
How big is that community? Any idea?
It's about 300,000.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Metro. And so,
okay.
It's a wealthy orchestra. It's kind of an endowment darling because it is so stable. And they bring in just absolutely wonderful soloists, and all the musicians are top quality.
Now, this is OT, as in off topic, but how did you were living in Portland.
Yeah.
And playing music professionally. Yeah. How did you get involved with Walla Walla?
I did a music festival in, I can't remember the name of the town, in Idaho. I did a music mm-hmm. festival in Idaho. And met a number of people, including the personnel manager of Walla Walla, and took the audition. And it is, being a regional orchestra, you come into town, you have three rehearsals very close together, and then you perform. And so you're really only there for 2.5 days.
So you really need to know how to play.
Yeah. And it's a great vacation. Living in Astoria and then spending 6 weekends a year out in Walla Walla is lovely.
Sweet.
The mountains are beautiful. Right. It's such a different climate.
So this is all by way of saying, folks, musicians have a good life. They may not make money,
no.
but they are able to transfer their skills, kind of like nurses, you know? And it's it travels. And I'm sure when you come together with the folks there, it's just immediate magic there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's a great group to play with.
And then you come back here, and you've got all these programs going at the Liberty.
Yes.
So is there something else going on?
This weekend, we also
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, Astoria International Film Festival on Sunday at 2. They're doing the 1939 version of The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Costumes encouraged, singing along encouraged. That's been a fun new trend that we've really jumped on at the theater. A lot of the film houses are starting to re-release their films with subtitles. Sunday's show does not have subtitles, but we've had a lot of people really enjoy getting dressed up and coming down and just having a good time and singing.
Subtitles for a musical which is in English, and the subtitles are also in English.
Right.
But that's so that you can actually understand what they're singing.
Yeah.
However, with Wizard of Oz, I think a lot of us know the words already.
Sometimes it's surprising, though. We did White Christmas in December, and I was reminded how many of the smaller songs I couldn't remember.
Interesting.
And then we did Annie a few weeks ago, and again, it was, oh gosh, I don't remember that song in there. You remember the big...
The big ones.
Yeah, the big
the
ones.
Big hits. So, okay, so that is 2 o'clock?
Yep.
2 o'clock on Sunday at the Liberty is a sing-along, if you wish or not, the 1939 Wizard of Oz. And who's in that?
Judy Garland.
Yes.
And a lot of other wonderful actors. Yeah.
I can picture them, but I can't. That's why I asked you. I can't come up with names either. That's going to be a blast. Okay, yeah. But the first thing is tonight, a Scandinavian program. And again, I love the idea that it's a mixture of classical and folk.
Yep.
Because it's all gorgeous music. And whether or not you, again, as I say for opera as well, whether or not you thought you really liked this stuff, this is a great opportunity to come and enjoy.
Oh, absolutely.
Because this group is dynamite. So 45th Parallel Orchestra mm-hmm. at the Liberty Theater, 7 p.m., 6:30, the doors open.
Right.
And you can get your tickets in advance online, libertyastoria.org, or at the
box office,
but if you're going to do that, come early enough. So yeah. What time is the box office?
Sen opened up at 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So it's open now, and you can probably call 503-325-5592. 5922. Got the numbers the wrong order. That's not the first time.
That's okay. That's totally forgivable.
Not as long as you're here to correct me, it is. Okay. Thank you so much for coming in, Jennifer Crockett from the Liberty Theater. And my next guest, as I mentioned, it's an all, when I say all theater, I mean it's in real theaters, but it's all music as well. The one you just heard about, and the upcoming one, and the third one. They're all doing music in their theaters. So the arts are well covered here. I'm going to start off, if things go well, you're going to hear the music that is coming up very soon, and then be introduced to the folks from the NCRD, North County Recreation District Performing Arts Center. Thanks for being here, folks.
Get the time, old place who we just met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Da 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 da. Falling, yes I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. But I have never known the likes of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Da 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 da. Falling, yes I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Da 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 da. Falling, yes I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Whoa. Falling, yes I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
Wow. Does that sound familiar, folks? Well, the music sounds familiar, and the rendition is terrific. And my guests are going to offer you a performance where you get all of this, and they're going to tell you all about it. We do, I believe, Mary Moran is here, and she's been here before. Is that right, Mary?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Mary, what's your position at the NCRD?
I am the theater coordinator, and I take care of the theater and make sure it works and make sure people can come and go. And
no small feat. Well, it's a beautiful theater. I've been going there since before it was beautiful. And so I know of what I speak. And you've got so much good stuff. And you even have parking. Wow. That's something that most theaters these days don't have. But the NCRD, North County Recreation District, has many parts. It has an art gallery, and it has recreation as well. But the theater is just wonderful, and they do all kinds of plays. However, Mary and my other guests, David Wiegen. Hi, David.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And David, have you been here before?
I have not been here before. This is my first time.
First time. Have you been on radio before?
I've been on radio quite a few times,
actually. I thought you might have been, yes. However, you are, or were, a KMUN radio virgin. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. You didn't realize what
an... quite amazing. Yes.
Yes, this is at this stage in life. I know. It's a wonderful thing. So David is the director... Now, let me see if I got this right. Director and musician / music promoter. Tell us what all that means. What do you do?
I'm the executive director of North County Recreation District. And the Performing Arts Center is one of our, you know, very... important components, but we also have a number of other things.
Yeah.
We are a recreation district, so we have the oldest public swimming pool on the West Coast.
Is that right? On the whole West Coast?
Yes, 1930. We've been operating continuously
Whoa.
For 90 years. We have a big fitness center, lots and lots of activities there. We have a youth program that runs in the yeah. summer and after school and on holidays. We have activities for adults program. We own a ball field with lots of activity there, a skate park, and we're in the process of
Good
building
heavens.
Pickleball courts as well.
Okay.
A lot of things going
this
on.
This is perfect. What the heck is pickleball? It's gotten popular. I see it. I love pickles, but I never heard of pickleball.
Pickleball is sort of a combination of badminton and ping pong and a few other things. It's on a court that's like half the size or a quarter the size of tennis, and it's played with a wiffle ball, and it's becoming very popular.
I know.
With seniors and kids and some younger people too.
Okay.
And we were petitioned about a year and a half ago by members of the community would have a club. And so we applied for a grant, and now we're building 4 pickleball courts.
Holy cow. And isn't that going to be fun to say? The NCRD has pickleball courts. It's hard to say, actually.
It's not that hard to say. It's
pickleball courts. Pickleball. Just that. Pickleball. I grew up on pickles, let me tell you. Brooklyn pickles. We didn't. But I love this idea that you keep expanding depending on what the community wants.
Exactly.
And that's, I think, probably how the theater became so much more gorgeous than it was.
Yes, it was. It went through a major renovation and remodel in 2015 and 16, and it was gone from top to bottom. It is now beautiful. It's beautifully restored, and it still captures, you know, the flavor of an older our older building, because our main building was built almost 100 years ago.
Wow!
And so we try to make it compatible with that flavor, and they've done that. And
so what was the building created for to begin with? Was it a school?
It was built as the Nehalem Grade School.
That's what I...
1920 and 21.
Okay, because the classrooms, I mean, I've gone to some of the art exhibits that are in classrooms. I mean, they don't look like classrooms anymore, but you can tell that
they were.
So.
And then in 1930, the pool and the south addition was added. And so,
but it was still a school.
It was still a school, and the Performing Arts Center was the school auditorium.
Aha!
And that's how we've converted now into a Performing Arts Center.
So, when did it stop being a school completely?
I think it was back around 1986 or 87 built a new school.
Okay.
Tillamook Bay Community College took over the building for a number of years. And then our special district, the recreation district, was started July 1st, 1997.
Okay. Wow. So it hung on and hung in until Now it is a vibrant center of the arts as well as all of the recreation. You know, what's interesting too is NCRD is very, it kind of rolls off the tongue, and it's easy for people to remember. However, very few of us could figure out how to remember what those letters stood for. So, especially since up here, NC is most things, and it stands for North Coast. So when I finally got it, North County, I was so proud of myself, but North County Recreation District in Nehalem.
It is in Nehalem.
9th Street.
It's on 9th Street in Nehalem. But it also incorporates the entire north part of Tillamook County, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Nehalem.
Right. Well, those three, I call them the tri-villages. I'm not even sure. Are they towns?
Are three cities, three small cities, but they are called the three villages by many people.
Okay, good. So now, why you're here, because everybody who listens to this show knows this is an event-driven show, and we just gave away part of it by playing that music. Tell us what that February 15th concert is going to be.
We have a wonderful group called Three Together, and they were referred to us by one of our patrons who's been involved in the Portland music scene for many, many decades. And the three musicians are Doug Smith, who is a Grammy Award-winning fingerstyle guitarist, Judy Cokesmith, and another guitarist called Don Mitchell. They've won various awards here and there around the Northwest, and they do these beautiful, intricate three-part harmonies, a lot of songs from back in the 60s and 70s by the Beatles, Peter, Paul, and Mary, you know, groups like that, and it's lovely to hear those three-part harmonies. And that's the group that's coming on February 15th. They haven't performed for us before, but, you know, we were listening to them in the office one day when we were considering, you know, booking them, and people started gathering around and said, oh, I love that. Right. You have to book these people.
Right. Well, I have heard Doug and Judy. Doug and Judy, actually, they played across the river at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center and were delightful musicians as well as people. But I haven't heard the trio, and it does add to that harmony, which really fine. So that is February 15th. What time is that?
So our concerts begin at 7 p.m.
That
is a Saturday evening.
And where can people get tickets for that? Is there, we don't give prices, but we do give sources.
Yes, we use an online ticketing entity called Ticket Tomato.
Oh, I like it.
They do a lot of Northwest concerts.
I'm sorry.
Concerts,
I'm sorry. Pickles and Tomato. It's got to be a song. Somebody's got to write it. Okay.
We'll remember that.
Thank you. You'll let me know. Okay. And that's February 15th. And then not long after, just, 3 weeks or something?
Yes. That will be our third annual winter music festival called the Nehalem Winter Fest. And we have three amazing bands coming for three concerts on three days. And this is our third time around, and we've had some great groups in there, just some amazing groups. Very excited about this one.
So can people, let's get the logistics out of the way. Okay. Can people go to individual concerts?
Yes, they can.
And can they also get tickets for the whole thing, or is it just separate concerts?
We did a pre-sale for the whole event, but now it's just individual concert sales.
Okay, now that you're closer. And is that the same ticket?
Ticket Tomato.
Ticket Tomato, okay. And why don't you tell us what you've got, and then we've got a treat for folks.
Okay. The first night is an award-winning country rock band from Seattle called the Marlon James Band. They they've had music on TV and a number of different things, like on TV show Supernatural.
Oh,
they do original music. They're influenced by Zac Brown, George Strait, Keith Urban, Charlie Daniels, and even Eddie Van Halen.
Oh my!
Really great band. We're looking forward to having. We haven't done country rock before, so that's going to be the first time for that. And then on Saturday night, we have a band that I understand here has played here at the Liberty Theater in the past year called Eagle Eyes. Now, this is an Eagles tribute band. They sound so much like the Eagles. When we played some of the Eagle Eyes songs in our office again, we had people walk in and say, oh, you're listening to the Eagles. And said, this is Eagle Eyes. And well, they're from British Columbia.
Oh, wow.
And an amazing group. They really nailed down these intricate, you know, four-part Eagles harmonies.
And,
in this.
And the treat, folks, is you're going to get to hear something from them. And you can decide for yourselves, but
yes, you can.
It sounded terrific. Shall we tell them what's on Sunday as well and then come back to the music? Or
sure. Sunday afternoon, we have, once again, our Sunday matinee performance is by the legendary Mel Brown and his quartet.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Mel Brown is known far and wide, actually internationally. You know, he toured for many years with Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Temptations.
Now, he's in Portland, is that right?
Yeah, he's in Portland. Right. Martha and the Vandellas, Stevie Wonder. He recorded with George Harrison, Marvin Gaye, all these people. He's in the Jazz Society of Oregon Hall of Fame.
These are all, I mean, right here in Portland, to have these incredible, incredible, notable, world-renowned musicians. Fantastic.
Besides the wonderful music with his quartet, he is just such a gentleman. He is so popular. Everybody loves him. And when we announce, you know, upcoming events in our Performing Arts Center, we just get a round of applause when we sing Mel Brown's name. He's a real treat.
I'm sitting here with a grin on my face thinking, here we are at the end of the world, well, the North American world anyway, and here we have all this world-class music and theater and all the arts. Are we the lucky ones? Well, it's not just luck. It's all the communities that support the arts. It wouldn't happen otherwise, right?
And our community supports it. We have these local businesses, you know, that provide lodging, sometimes food, and all kinds of things that help us be able to afford and put these concerts on at very reasonable prices.
Yeah. Now, what are the Friday and Saturday, the Marlon James Band and the Eagle Eyes, are those at 7?
Yes, they're both at 7.
And then the Sunday, Mel Brown is a matinee. What time is that?
At 2 o'clock.
2. Okay. Can never be sure around here. Everybody changes times. Okay. Well, I'm very impressed. I have watched, I'm sure. Now, let me ask you, David, how long have you been with NCRD?
A little over 3 years.
Okay. Because I had this first time we're meeting also, considering it's your virgin experience on the air and all, or was. So have you been excited at being able to grow the NCRD?
Oh, this has been one of the most fun parts of the job, absolutely. And we get to interact with the musicians and, you know, and we have a great sound system and, you know, work with them on that and really trying to make them sound the best that they could ever sound.
And I should mention, as a person who lives not even in Astoria, but in Brownsmead, which is another 23 miles east of here, that you may think, oh, that sounds great, but it's all the way down in Nehalem. It isn't all the way down in Nehalem. It's right next door. I was just at the Hoffman in Manzanita for Liz Cole. So when you have stuff like this going on in this area, it's well worth making the trip. But it's also probably a good idea to get the tickets in advance or...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we do have reserved seating available as well.
Oh, okay.
If you prefer that, so you don't have to come early, you know, and try to get a good seat.
Okay.
You can have your seat reserved.
Do you do that for all your performances?
Most of them.
Okay.
Most of them, yeah.
Okay. So that festival is happening March 6th through 8th. And coming up sooner, in 2 weeks, is the fabulous Three Together. So I know Doug and Judy, and what is the name of your other guitarist?
Don Mitchell.
Don Mitchell. Okay, I haven't met him, so wonderful. Mary, you've been very quiet. Is there anything you would like to say? How long have you been with NCRD?
I've been with NCRD for a little over 3 years.
Oh,
now.
Also.
A little longer than David.
Similar.
Not much. Yeah.
Okay, okay. So I'm just, I was wondering if there was anyone from a number of years ago who could speak to the idea of how much it's changed and grown. I guess that's me, because I'm the one who's been going there. You have too.
Yeah, actually, I've done several shows at NCRD. I used to do the Cardam Trashin show, if you remember.
Of course.
That's right. Yeah.
That's why you're not a virgin.
Yes,
because
exactly.
You were here for Cardam.
Yeah, several years for that.
Right, right.
And so when we first started using it was the auditorium at that time.
Yeah.
It was pretty basic.
The seats were like to kill.
Those horrible seats.
Terrible.
The lighting was sort of there. And sound was a couple of boom boxes on the side of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And
the community still came forward,
yes,
I must say.
Yes, absolutely.
But the difference between then and now is tremendous.
And each year it got a little better and a little better.
So. And again, it's all about community pitching in and making this happen. And some good leadership, including my two guests. Again, Mary Moran, who is the NCRD Theater Coordinator, and David Wiegand, who is actually the Executive Director of the entire NCRD. That's North County Recreation District, so if you have any complaints, you go to him. Isn't that right?
Sure.
There you go. Okay. But even better, if you have any suggestions for things you'd like to see or have done there, that might be a good idea.
And people do give us suggestions, like Three Together was suggested to us by somebody from Portland.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Okay, folks. Thank you so much for coming in. Anything else we need to? I'm going to play the Eagles to send you out. And a big shout out thanks to Graham, who enabled Arts Live and Local to be able to play the music from NCRD, because. And from the Liberty as well, because technical is not my forte. So anything else folks should know? You got it?
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, folks. Hang on. Here comes Eagle Eyes, if all goes well. And that is what you can see if you get to the NCRD in March. They will be playing Saturday night. Again, Friday night will be the Marlon James Band, Country Rock. And these guys, by the way, that you just heard are from British Columbia. Hey, but not Squamish or Seashell. And then Mel Brown Quartet from Portland, the fabulous Mel Brown, will be there Sunday. And that's in March, all of that. And meanwhile, let me tell you a little bit what's going on now. And I've got some guests here waiting. Oh, looks like they're ready. And I've got three folks here from my my third theater of the day. And they are doing theater, but they're musicals, so it also counts as... And Judith Nyland, how are you?
Good
to see you.
Surviving the rain.
Of course. How long have you lived here?
Almost 40 years.
Oh, you're me? Yeah, we're in the ballpark. I'm 45, yeah. Jane Osborne, how long you been here?
Oh, I'm going on 20, I think.
Oh, you're a relative newcomer. Is that?
Relative. I still get lost.
Oh, I still get lost, too. Is that what it takes? Okay. And the newest to me is Patricia Von Vintage.
Hello. How are you?
She's not a virgin. None of these women are virgins for KMUN. I'm not going to speak about their private life. But they are here from the Astor Street Opry Company, which is located right here in Astoria. And they have lots going on all the time. First of all... Well, actually, Patricia's performance is going on first, but I just want to give you the overview. Judith and Jane are co-directing, is that correct?
Yes.
The Real Lewis and Clark, and that has auditions coming up on February 10th and 11th, and the show will be towards the end of March and into April. And Patricia is here as the director of the youth show.
I am.
And A Midsummer's Night's Dream. And that's happening, that is opening on the 7th of February.
Yes.
That is coming up a week from today.
It is. That's 7 p.m. the show starts.
7 p.m.
We do have 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturdays, and then 2 p.m. on Sundays, a matinee.
So are you doing 3 days each day?
Each week,
weekend,
yes.
And absolutely. It's 2 weeks.
Yep.
Okay. I wasn't sure about that. So when we say a youth show, what age are we looking at?
This year, we are actually about age 8 to 13, 14.
Okay. Nice. And A Midsummer's Night's Dream, is this a special for young people?
Well, I would say it is. I mean, it's a Shakespearean play.
Yes.
I would say that's not very... done very much these days.
No, not by young people. It
isn't. Yeah, it's an adaptation for sure, and it's made into a musical like we love at the Playhouse.
Yes, of course.
So it's definitely a funny spinoff, but Shakespeare himself is in the play. I mean, you got to come see it.
Oh, I guess it's a little different.
It's
from
very
the one
different.
That we're used to hear.
Puck is still there though, so we've got a little bit of this storyline.
Okay. And how many kids do you have?
24.
Yikes. That's a lot.
It is.
It's a big group. Have you been directing? Because I've seen you on stage.
This is actually my second year having the opportunity to direct the children's show.
Okay. Okay. And what was it last year?
It was Robin Hood.
Oh, yes. Yes. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, these are classics. Huh?
Yeah, we try.
That's great. Okay. So that is, again, the Midsummer's Night's Dream, the youth show from 8 to 14, did you say?
Yeah, 14. 8 to 14.
Okay. And it's opening on a week from tonight. So that's February 7th. And it will run 2 weekends, Friday, Saturday at 7 and Sunday at
2.
Okay, now I'm going to switch.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, of course.
Trish said the funniest thing trying to compare what this show is like. What did you say it was like a combination of?
I said Xanadu and and like and a High Mia. School Musical or something. It's
Mamma Mia. That
yeah,
was
Mamma Mia oh, and Mama. Xanadu yeah. is wow. what I mean.
It's the lively. Music it's is, fast. Yes. It's funny. The songs are catchy.
Nobody's on roller skates, but
yes,
they should be.
They could.
Maybe.
Nobody's on roller skates yeah. yet.
The sets and yet. Costumes are beautiful. Yeah.
How's your liability insurance?
Yeah, it's good.
Good.
We got it covered.
You got it covered. Okay. And then right. Actually, while that play is going, you're having auditions for The Real Lewis and Clark.
That's right.
Now, how many years have you been doing that?
God, I knew you'd ask that. I think it's been...
Well, you wrote it, didn't you?
We skipped 1 year, but I think okay. it's going to be the ninth year.
Yeah, nine is what I am.
Didn't you write that one?
I did. Yeah. I did. It would have been 10 okay. if we didn't skip 1 year.
Okay. So. And what's the full title?
It's The Real Lewis and Clark Story, or How the Finns Discovered Astoria.
Correct.
Because
yes.
they did. The
of
Finns
course.
Have discovered everything in this town.
In this town, in this world, perhaps.
Probably.
Who knows? Now, Judith, are you Finnish?
Actually, I had my DNA done. And I have 96% is from Galway. So, and I think I have 1% that's from Scandinavian.
Oh, my God.
But Galway. Chris Lynn has adopted me. Chris Lynn Taylor said I'm an adopted Finn.
Oh, that's nice.
That too.
Well, I am a Finn. I'm an Astoria Finn.
There you
I'm
go.
A member of the Kalevala. You
there
can
you
be, too.
That's true.
You don't even need
good
to
idea.
Do a DNA. Okay. So what are you looking for in your auditions? Do you have most of the... And what age group is that?
We really like to keep the age over 18. And the thing is, I wrote this play so that there were really a significant amount of parts for women who are over 30. In fact, over 50. And because that was the thing that was sort of lacking when we were doing theater, mm-hmm. is that good parts for women. And then we need men, and you could be any age. We are going to allow a few underage to come in, but they have to call us and talk to us first. They have to have a lot of experience because this is more a play for adults. It's mm-hmm. more of an adult process, and we expect people to come in, do the rehearsal, get going, make it happen. No messing around. I'm trying to experiment. We're experimenting with the rehearsal schedule a little because nowadays the thing people don't have is time.
Yeah.
So people come in, buckle down, shorter rehearsal schedule, and then that way they get right to it and not waste their time.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We need people who already know the theater process mm-hmm. to do it. But you don't have to have a lot of experience or even any experience, just the ability to learn
mm-hmm.
and maybe something somebody's always wanted to try. Maybe it's on their bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fun play to get involved in. It's people have a good time.
And you guys are fun people to work with. So
we can be.
That. If you behave, folks, they'll be nice to you and fun. I know. And Jane, what about you? You're co-directing. Have you directed this play before?
Last year.
Uh-huh.
Of the 9 years, I think I stage managed it.
That's what I was
saying.
Yeah.
And then I directed last year.
Okay.
And this time I get to pick the author's brain when I direct. So it's going to be very, very fun. Because Judy and I have worked together
for many
so
years.
Many years. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But this is the funnest of the three that we do. I swear. I love this show. I laugh out loud every time I see it. It's just
she
so
does. I can't
silly.
Control her in the rehearsal sometimes.
I just fall apart. It's just too fun. And so,
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It'll be a lot of fun this
How
year,
How many
too.
People are you looking for this? Is it expandable?
It's about 26 parts. And,
oh.
And there's no double casting. We really need people who can come in pretty much. There's maybe one part that we end up double casting for a lot of reasons. But it's 26, basically.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people also. Yeah,
standard.
All adults, though? I don't know.
Well, they can be younger, like just as long as they're over
18.
Yeah. And if we have a lot of young women come that are younger, there's there's more parts for men than women. So we cast a lot of the young women as men as part of the core of Discovery. They just have to be willing to wear a very bad fake beard.
Oh, God. So it's obviously fake, right?
Yeah.
At least nobody makes a mistake. Yeah, right. Okay, so the auditions are February 10th and 11th, which is, what days are those?
That's Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday.
I'd also like to mention that Carly, Hippard is doing our, Carly Lewis Allen Hippard is doing our choreography. Chris Lynn Taylor is doing the music. Phil Morrill is coming back to do piano. Bill Brooks is going to be doing drums.
Yeah.
Lexi Blackston is going to be an assistant director. So we've got a really good team.
Yeah. Experienced.
Yeah.
Experienced team. Yeah. So this, do you usually do this show in the early spring?
Yes.
Okay. And then your other plays are, of course, Shanghai and Astoria, which usually opens in July.
Correct. First Thursday following the 4th of July.
Ah, there.
36
I never
years.
Figured the mathematics out there. Okay. Yeah. And then the third big one, of course, is Scrooged in Astoria, which is obviously around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And have you been doing any other theater there recently, or are you planning to?
We actually, the group's gone through a reorganization, a regeneration, and partially based on the times and the culture and what's going on in the community, we really have made a recommitment to the idea that we're a vaudeville house that does also does youth theater. We do topsy-turvy. We sometimes do some reader theater fundraisers and things like that. But we don't branch out into the other theater right now, types of theater. It works for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to own a theater. And to own a theater, you also have to be a little bit of a business.
Absolutely.
So they've been working very hard to rebuild their operations manual, job descriptions and policies and procedures and
Manuals. I heard a rumor, though, that you guys got a grant. What was that about?
$20,000 grant from the Oregon Community Foundation.
Wow.
And it's to help develop training of fundraising and to develop the training of hiring a sponsorship manager. And then we also got it for some seed money for fundraising. We were able to purchase a large screen and a projector so that if we want to start opening the building to be rented to other groups for like conventions or activities or weddings. And, you know, we have limited time, but we're going to try to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to also use the big screen for fundraising or for demonstrating. And I can't wait to use it for Lewis and Clark. I'm going to show them a video of Lewis and Clark.
Oh, great. Now, for those people who are not from around here, don't know the history, what's the story on the building? How long has ASOC had it, and what was it before?
We moved in winter of 2007, not the best time to move in, and it was Roy's Maytag.
Yeah.
And historically, it started as it used to be water, and then it became a horse meat factory.
Oy.
And then it belonged to the plumbing union where they met and they sold plumbing parts and that kind of thing. And then Roy's Maytag had it for quite a while. So when we bought it, it was a laundromat, and it had one toilet in the center of the room, and we made it into a theater.
Yeah, with
grant
beautiful
money.
Toilets. Well, nice toilets, because for many years we had to use the
toilets
potties,
are great. The toilets
and
are
they
great.
Were not.
Yeah,
fun.
We're very proud of the toilets.
We're very proud of our public restrooms.
It's very important. I didn't know that early history. I only knew since Maytag. So that's great. Okay, so this is and your website is ASOC Play, isn't it?
ASOCplay.com.
Okay, nice and easy. That was a great improvement also. And so you can go there, asocplay.com, and catch up on everything that we've been talking about.
Can I mention just quickly a couple of things? One of the things, in honor of the fact that our youth seems to be growing in the group, and that seems to be an emphasis of what maybe the town wants, we're going to bring back Junior Shanghai in the spring. And then hope to make it annual. And then also we've got this new fundraising committee started by Matthew Zedwick of Columbia Vet and Jason Hippert. And they're starting a Facebook page for the Opry Company to raise money for different events and things. And the first event they're doing is going to be for the wildlife of Australia that got burned up. But they're calling themselves the UFTA Squad. So their first fundraiser to raise money for that event, for that donation, is going to be February 9th at Fort George, and details will be coming out soon.
Oh, they better come out soon, because that's in a week and a half. So.
Yeah, they're young guys. They like to move fast.
Yeah, there you go. Oofta, I like that. I say it all the time. It just sort of happens when you live here and when I'm away and people look at me like,
true.
Really? What is that? So let me get back to Patricia. How are things going with yours? You're opening in a week.
Yeah. Oh, they're going excellent, to be honest with you. We actually shortened the rehearsal time this year and shortened not the play performances themselves, but the amount of time. It just was really daunting on the children and really exhausting to all of the families. If you think about it, it's a very huge commitment from these families and these children. And so getting to kind of scrunch it together has actually worked out really well for us.
Tighten it up.
So we just had our photo shoot last weekend. I do all of the costumings. Ashley from the Shop for Guys and Dolls did all of our hair. Michael Desmond from the Playhouse took all of our photos.
Nice.
So they're nice and colorful and just joyous.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's Patricia's background is the costume making.
Yeah.
That was the first time you came here was you were doing that.
Yeah.
So and now here you are.
Yeah.
I met you that way. Then I saw you on stage. You're very recognizable. And then now you're directing.
Yeah.
So good for you.
That's what happens when you get a part of the Playhouse.
It's true, folks. So it's a great place if you're, what did you say, a bucket list. I've never used that expression. But yeah, if that's something that you might think would be of interest or you never even thought of it before, check it out. If you're over 18, show up for the auditions on February 10th and 11th. Even if you don't get a part, you find out what it's about, you meet people. And of course, one of the best ways to do that is by going to a show. So start out by supporting the youth of the area with A Midsummer's Night's Dream a week from today, February 7th through the 16th, Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. And again, it's asocplay.com for the, you can get tickets there.
Yes.
And you can find out everything that's happening. Thank you all so much for
coming in.
Thanks, Judith Nyland, who's been with the theater since the beginning, I believe, and Jane Osborne and Patricia Von Vintage. Lovely to see you all.
Thank you. Love to
thank
see you.
Thank
I don't
you.
Even have to tell them to break their legs because they're directing, not on stage. Thanks for coming
thank
in.
You.
I've got a song to put on just in case you weren't sure what the weather was about. I think you'll... you'll know now.
Drink a little bit, but we never complain. Rain, rain, can I be trained? The feet are dry, that soon will change. Rain, rain, can I be trained? Love our little storms when they bring the pain. Rain, rain, can I be trained?
Walk a mile in the Cannon Beach rain. And that's a good idea. This is Cannon Beach Rain from Adams and Costello on their Cannon Beach Soul Storm album. And I'll tell you what you can do in Cannon Beach this very night. The Coaster is opening with A Bench in the Sun. And it runs through February 22nd. 7:30 performances at the Coaster. This weekend is Friday and Saturday. Next weekend is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Liberty Theater, remember, 45th Parallel, 7 o'clock with a following reception. And Sunday, they will have Wizard of Oz at 2 p.m. And by the way, the Coaster is having auditions also on Wednesday and Thursday of this coming week for Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks. Sounds like fun. Warrenton High School, Friday and Saturday at 7. Thoroughly Modern Millie. And Pickled Fish. There's those pickles again. Tonight, There Is No Mountain with Callie and Matt. And Short Attention Span, I always love that. Wednesday, Pretty Gritty is coming back. Manzanita at the Lighthouse, Manzanita Lighthouse in Halem, Jesse Lee Band. And the Bistro in Cannon Beach tonight is Wes Moorman at 6, and Tuesday at 6 is Thistle and Rose. Tomorrow, Wild Grocery in Manzanita, and Winecraft in Astoria, and the Hoffman in the Morning has Oregon Shadow Theater with Puss and Boots. That's at 11. Wednesday is Introduction to Storytelling, Heart of the Matter. And Astoria High School, Saturday, has exchange student program, has a German dinner and silent auction. This supports the exchange students. 6:30, doors open. It's in the Commons, Saturday night. Cannon Beach Gallery, it's 6 to 7:30. The Palette Puddlers are having a reception. And the show is on till Feb 23rd, mostly watercolors. They're a delightful group. Art Walk in Gearhart, 2 to 5, and Seaside, 5 to 7, first Saturday every month. Peninsula Performing Arts Center has Curlew's Call, Irish, and Wednesday, Greg Park, and Southwestern features the Blank Tape. Sunday, Grace is having their Labyrinth Walk. Fort George, Band of... it's Jamgrass from Portland, and Labor Temple at 6, the Banana Show, Waves in Motion.